Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, welcome to Lilydale Radio, coming to you live from downtown Lilydale, New York. I'm here with Joyce, our producer. This is John White, and we're very happy to connect with you on the air. If you would like to phone in and talk to us, you could phone in at 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. Now, here I am, John White, in the studio, and Joyce is with us. And how are you today, Joyce?
Great, just enjoying the beautiful spring weather here in Lilydale. It went right from winter to spring, and we're getting ready for the season in just a few weeks, which would be the last weekend of June. The Tibetan monks are going to be here doing some ceremonies and some mandalas, and helping to start the season. And John, your first workshop is going to actually be the Sunday evening circle in the Healing Temple. And can you talk a little bit about what happens during one of those events?
Okay. In the Healing Temple, every Sunday for the last perhaps 15 years, I've had the opportunity to teach what is known as a home circle. And people come. Now, the reason why they call it a home circle, many, many years ago, people used to sit in their home and develop their mediumship, okay? And that's why we call it a home circle. And in our home circle here at Lilydale, we cover three aspects. And the first aspect is awakening your higher self and getting you to understand how your higher mind thinks. Your higher mind thinks through natural law. Your higher mind thinks through natural law. And so that's what we do. And when you awaken your higher self, then you begin to awaken what is known in the Bible, the gifts of the Spirit. And one of the gifts of the Spirit is the ability to discern the Spirit. And that simply means mediumship, to be able to tell the energy of the beings of light who come to you. That's one of the natural laws. And so we also teach you how to get in touch with your spirit guides and your angels. Get to know who your angels and guides are. Then the other thing is that you get to know what your natural talents are, because your guides and angels know what is known as those sacred contracts that you agreed to before you come into the world. So again, every Sunday night during season at 8:30 at Home Circle in the Healing Temple, we help you to awaken and understand how your higher mind thinks through meditation. And then through meditation, you get in touch with your intuitive mind and you get to awaken your mediumship. Now, in our intuitive mind, we teach you what is known as intuitive literacy. So you have academic literacy and intuitive literacy. I love the saying of Einstein where he said that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten the gift. And so the key to your higher intelligence is being able to use that instinct of yours. And we call it being intuitively literate. Now, in the classes, we teach you how to awaken your clairvoyant ability, which means how to see intuitively, awaken your clairaudient ability, which means how to intuitively hear, and how to intuitively smell and taste intuitively, and also how to feel intuitively, which is called clairsentience. So again, we teach you how to awaken those gifts of the Spirit. Now, let me contradict myself. We really don't teach you how to do those things. Through meditation, you will remember how to do these things, because remember that the original sin that we have all made is that we have forgotten who we are. And when we remember that we're a holy divine child of God and God is our Father, and natural law is our mother, and the Holy Spirit is our companion, then what happens is that you awaken. Now, the word Buddha literally means to be awake, to be awake. Okay, so that's what we do, and every Sunday night at 8:30 during the season. And, okay, Joyce is on board with us. How are you tonight, Joyce?
Terrific. And actually, we have some people calling in who are hoping that you can give them some spiritual and psychic insight. First, we have Suzanne from Naples, Florida, and she has a question for you about someone who's close to her, and she's got a little bit of a worry about this person basically leaving, I think. Susan, are you with us?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Hi, Suzanne. Now, before we start, you have to realize a lot of people are listening to this, okay?
Yes. And
so we're going to be just as diplomatic as possible. That's what I mean. So, Suzanne, what is your very specific question tonight?
Well, I'm asking if you can tune into my friend Rebecca, my helper. I'm so completely, it's almost, she's my whole world in terms of, you know, I'm alone and she comes and she takes care of me physically, emotionally, and she's leaving for a week and in a couple weeks, and I'll be able to get through the week, but it always comes up when faced with this of how alone I am. And not even, it's the first time in a year and a half I've had someone to even take me to doctor's appointments. And I'm concerned if she's thinking of moving. I can't really come right out and ask her because I don't want to put her on the spot. Or how
okay.
I can be more stable. I feel like if I lose all of this love and support, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay, so say her name again to me.
Rebecca.
Okay, let me go visit Rebecca. Now, at this time, in the long run, I don't believe that she has any intentions of leaving long term. Okay? Now,
thank you.
It doesn't mean that it hasn't been in the back of her head, okay? But I don't really feel as though there's anything concrete there. So I feel at this time, I don't feel as though she's leaving for good. If that's the question.
That was, and the second part of the question is, can you tune into? Is there any way for me to make other connections that might, it seems like everything I've tried has just sort of ended in dead ends. I'm not really a group type person, but can you tune into any other things for me?
Okay, well, I'm tuning into your dear husband who has now, I want to let everybody know that but I've worked with you on several occasions, okay? And
yes.
So anyways, I do get a feeling of your dear husband here. Why am I thinking about gardening with you? Do you have friends that love to garden or?
Well, I used to love to garden, and Rebecca's helping me garden.
Okay.
I've never
because
joined
as
any
right.
Clubs
okay.
or anything.
Now, remember when we're using our intuitive mind, the intuitive mind sees the end result. So when you ask that question about, you know, meeting new friends, people that you would have a connection with, all of a sudden I feel like I'm tuning into your husband, or you could say that he's tuning into me, and he seems to be talking about gardening, a gardening friend, friends who like to garden. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, I get a feeling he's saying that you'll meet new friends while your friend, the friend that you've asked about, the one that you asked about whether she's going away or not, you will meet new friends while she is still in your life, okay? So what your husband seems to be saying is that there will be no time in your life where there is nobody. That's not going to occur. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
Okay.
That's what I was hoping for. That gives me great peace and comfort. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you. God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Journey of Light with John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in and ask a question or share a story of a mystical or metaphysical nature, just give us a call at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we have a question for you that came in by text. There's a woman named Jane in Hamburg, New York, and she is looking for a little bit of life guidance. She says she feels guided to go back to school and get her master's degree. Do you see this for her, and do you see a particular area of study for her?
And again, what is her name?
Jane from Hamburg.
Okay, let me visit Jane from Hamburg. It's almost like I'm tuning into her soul in a way. And I get a feeling that I'm tuning into her ancestors, not only the ones that have passed on, but people who love her very much in her family. Okay? And they're all wondering, what is she waiting for? What is she waiting for? You know, and when I'm tuning into her, I don't know if I want to call her a coach or a life coach or a therapist. And she's also very, very artistic in a way. Okay? And then when I'm tuning into her also, I'm seeing what I call angels around her, and the angels seem to be talking about her having the ability not only to get this degree and more, but to also teach other people in her life, okay? And I'm being told that's exactly what she's thinking about doing. Now, we feel that she does have the passion because, you know, passion is we have to have passion in order not for us to do the discipline. She does have the passion, and we feel very successful with it. So again, they're wondering, honey, what are you waiting for?
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Liz calling in from Buffalo. She has a question for you, another life question. Her husband has been out of work for a while on an injury, and she's hoping that you could tune in and see if you can see him going back to work or if he's going to have to go on disability. And Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you tonight?
I'm good. My question is, my husband's been out of work for 9 months, and he had surgery on his shoulder, and now his back's been bothering him. He's been going to different doctors, and it's been very stressful on me. And I'm just wondering, like, do you see him returning back to work, or is he going to be out on disability?
Okay, now before we go any further, we have to acknowledge I'm not a doctor. Okay, so let's just acknowledge that.
I know.
Now when I tune into your husband, if I'm getting this intuition right, I don't feel much is going to be happening before the month of November. Okay? Yeah, I don't feel much is going to be happening before the month of November. So I get a feeling that, now I'm being told also that he could get odd jobs now and again, okay, but I get a feeling it's going to be quite a while for that healing to take place, okay.
Yeah,
and
that's
you're worrying about what,
honey? About losing the insurance to his work and that.
Okay, now. No, this, you know, remember, this is on the air, so we've got to be as discreet as possible, okay?
Yeah.
Give me the initials of the company that he works for. Or you could just say the name of the company.
Curtis McFaul.
Okay. Well, I think
it used to be Curtis Schill.
Yeah,
it used to be Curtis Schill.
Okay, I got it. I seem to go into the month of August, and I get a feeling of they're going to go over the papers, okay? And I get a feeling he may have to, and I feel as though he'll have to get some more documents from a doctor, okay?
Okay.
So I get a feeling, now they're going to try to push him off after the month of August, okay? But I get a feeling that means it sounds like you may need a lawyer or someone who's very legally intelligent that will keep him on, okay? So again, I get a feeling at the end of August they're going to try to push him off, but I get a feeling of it would be really illegal for them to do that. But if you don't know any better, they're going to hope that you're kind of naive, okay? I get a feeling they'll have to keep him as long as he is off. Now the other impression I got is that also that they may call them back, but they'll give him a very easy job. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's the impression I get.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey, for calling us. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you're listening to John White, Journeys of the Light from downtown Lilydale, New York. As Joyce was saying, when camp opens, we're going to have the Tibetan monks. And we always love to have the Tibetan monks. They've been opening up Lilydale now for several years. I had the opportunity many years ago to meet the Dalai Lama, and we took courses from him. And actually, one of the courses I teach here at Lilydale is called Lucid Dreaming. And I remember we asked the Dalai Lama, how do you teach the lamas in Tibet how to soul travel? How do you teach the lamas in Tibet how to soul travel? And what he said, literally, the Dalai Lama said to us, when you're dreaming and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there, okay? And then they teach them how to play inside their dreams. And so we teach that here. I teach that here at Lilydale. So if any of you want to learn how to do lucid dreaming and soul traveling and awakening up your higher consciousness through lucid dreaming, we're teaching that at Labor Day weekend as one of the courses. Okay, and here's Joyce.
Okay, next we have a caller from Buffalo. This caller is developing her very natural gifts of mediumship. At first she was afraid of it, but now she's embraced it, and she has had visit from spirit for a while when she goes to bed at night, and now that she's gotten accustomed to it and she's not afraid anymore, she's concerned because she hasn't seen spirit for a little while, and by a little while she means a few weeks. So she would like to know, John, if you can tune in and see, is there a block that she has, or what's going on? She's gotten used to visiting them or having them visit, and they haven't visited for a while. This is Ellie from Buffalo. Ellie, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Ellie. We're so happy that you're asking that question.
Hi, John.
Hi, honey. So what happens is that the spirit guides and angels, and sometimes family members, will come around us just to let us know that they're there, okay? Now, they haven't gone away on you, but they don't come. Even myself, as a medium, I used to get a lot of visits from members of the family and also from angels. But they're just letting you know that they're there. Now, it's up to you what they want you to do. They want you to meditate, and they want you to develop yourself. So do you meditate? Are you in a development class? Are you working on your spiritual development? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
Okay. You see, they let you, it's almost like saying, hey, we're here. Okay. This is possible. Now, we're so happy that you're not afraid of it. You know, here's something. I'm not trying to be funny, but let me just say this. The only spirits that can hurt you are walking around in physical bodies. I'll say that again. the only spirits that can hurt you are walking around in physical bodies. Okay. Okay. You know, I'm actually sensing a grandmother with you, and also a spirit guide with you. Were you very close to a grandmother?
Yes.
Okay.
Her name was Clara.
And Okay. I'm not seeing clair. It's more of a feeling. So I'm getting more of this clairsentiently. Okay? And then, and I understand that because even myself, when we first get involved with spiritualism and opening up our mediumship, it is different members of the family who come around us to make us feel safe and comfortable. And then the next stage is that you get to know who your spirit guides are. Now, there's a spirit guide here that I feel that's with you. And it's a female guide. And it's a type of guide that's very much, okay, I got it. It's very much interested in your clairvoyant ability. Okay? And then there's another spirit guide that's very much interested in your healing. Have you taken any healing courses?
No, I haven't took any courses.
Okay, well, so what you should do is that you can say, okay, now I don't know the name of your spirit guides yet, but maybe I'll know in a few moments. So the one that's going to help you with your clairvoyance, I'm just seeing a symbol of the sun. So just let's just call her Sunshine. I'm seeing Sunshine. I'm seeing a lot of sun. So you just say Sunshine. If you think I should develop my clairvoyant ability, create opportunities for me to learn. So if you ask them to create opportunities for you to learn, then basically accidentally on purpose, you'll meet people in your life and you'll develop that also, okay? And I'm also being told that you are a healer and there's a healing guide that's here also, okay? Do you know what I mean by medical intuitive?
No.
Okay, medical intuitive, for instance, I'm not going to do this on the air because I'm not supposed to, but if you were to say someone's name to me who's not physically well, by just hearing their name, I can go visit those people, tell you options and possibilities they have, what's going on with their health, as if they're sitting in front of me, okay? And that's called being a medical intuitive, just like Edgar Cayce. So two aspects of you I see. A spirit guide is going to help you with your clairvoyance, okay, if you wish, okay? When they give you the opportunity, you're the one that has to go for it, by the way. Okay? And also a healing. I get a feeling of a healing guide with you also. Okay. Thank you very much for calling us tonight. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, John.
You are listening to Journey of Light with John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in with a question or a story to share of a spiritual or mystical, metaphysical nature, whether it's a psychic or spiritual dream you have with a special message or a visit from a loved one, or if you want to connect with your pet in spirit or a family member in spirit, or if you just have a question about meditation, medical intuitive, give us a call, 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we have a question, an email question that came in for you from Sarah in Fort Lauderdale. This is a life direction type of question. She is hoping you could tune in for her and see if you could help her out with her direction. She says she's considering law school, specifically the University of Miami, either that or public relations or writing. Can you tune in for her and see what is her best path?
Okay. So, Joyce, as you're actually talking, started getting intuition about her already, and I definitely got a feeling of writing with her. Okay? So, obviously, if you're going to study to be a lawyer, you're obviously going to do a lot of writing also. But I really get a feeling of writing. So I would encourage her to start keeping a diary, something called inspirational writing. And if she were to do that every day, then the energy would really, really flow, okay? So I really get a feeling of the gift with her is actually writing, okay? Now, we want to discourage her from becoming a lawyer, but, you know, that's a lot of studying, and there's no reason why she can't do it, okay? But I get a feeling of, in the future, I see spiritual counseling through inspirational writing. Now, listen. Even if you do decide to become a lawyer, which you're very capable of doing, okay, I still feel as though that you'll be doing a lot of writing. So I do feel as though the guides are helping you in that direction. Okay, and thank you very much for calling us.
Okay, next we have a caller from Tampa. This is a Florida evening. We have Mike from Tampa. He has a question for you, John, about tuning in or connecting with the emptiness during meditation. Mike, are you here with us?
Yes.
Mike, what an interesting question. Ask me in your own words, Michael.
Okay. When I go down, in deeper states, I feel, first of all, I've been doing some fasting.
Okay.
So when you do the fasting, you're empty, and the states of your awareness, consciousness, change because you don't have your organs aren't trying to process all these groceries. So,
yes.
So it's different when you're empty.
Yes. So it's
and then
energy.
Right. And it kind of gets more refined. So I was asking you about it. I know in theology years ago when I was studying that, there's a term in there called kenosis, the emptying oneself. In like Christianity, you empty yourself to commune with the Christ consciousness.
Right. Yeah. Reminds me of the story of Jesus when he said, that you can't pour new wine into an old cup or bag, okay? So what you're actually doing when you're fasting, now fasting is very much part of the mystical trip. I used to actually fast 10 days, and I did something called I'll tell you in a moment. I used to do a fast for 10 days. I used to get very, very clear in my mind. What type of fast are you using, Michael?
Well, just mostly water, but I would eat maybe a little bit of fruit, and and that would be it. And then maybe some nuts, but just pretty lightly. Where I'd go and intermittent fasting, the few weeks ago. 3 days, and then last week 4 days, but on the fourth day I had some nuts and the fruit, and then this week I've done I ate a couple of things today, and yesterday just the fruit.
Okay, actually this time of the year is a good time to fast. I used to do something called the Master Cleanse. Quite a few people know about that. But Michael, so when you do meditate, yes, it is easier for you to go into higher states of consciousness and to go into the stillness. And when we are in the stillness, then, God can speak to us through. So meditation is listening to God. As praying is talking to God, meditation is listening. Now, maybe fasting isn't good for everybody or right for everybody, but I know, Mike, you personally, and I know you've been doing this for quite a while in your life, and you've been on this journey for quite a while. But yes, fasting is good, and that's what Jesus did on the desert. That's what Moses did. That's what Buddha did. So that is part of the spiritual journey. And so thank you very much for bringing up that subject tonight, Mike, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good talk.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay. Next, we have Morgan calling from Pennsylvania, and Morgan is hoping, John, that you can help to connect her to a loved one in spirit whose birthday is today.
Okay. So are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let me see what I sense here. I don't know. Is this your dad? Is your dad passed on?
No, he is not.
Is this person connected to your dad?
No, he's a friend of mine.
Friend of yours. Okay, I don't know why I'm thinking of your dad. Let me just do that. Don't worry, your dad's not going anywhere. But someone must remember, when we're communicating with people who have passed on, I can't make that happen. Okay?
Okay.
I think I have a message for your dad, though. Just say your dad's name to me, if you want.
Bill.
Because as I go visit Bill, this may be his mom that I'm tuning into. I get a feeling your dad's been going through a lot of stress in the last little while, and I get a feeling it really looks good as far as your dad getting a promotion. So I guess I get the feeling the stressful period is over. Okay? Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this a young man? Is this a boy? Is this a young man that you want me to tune into who's passed on?
Yes.
Okay, now I don't see them. I just feel their energy. This may be an unusual question. Do they smoke a lot of cigarettes?
Yes.
Oh, I see. They're here. Now, we know that they're not smoking on the other side of life. But now I'm sensing them through. They're just giving me that cigarette smoke. It's something very simple to identify them. When they're around you, how do you know they're around you? How do you sense them?
Usually I just, like a song will trigger memories of them or, yeah.
Okay. So I do feel them around, they feel safe with you. I don't know why I want to say that. And you feel safe with their energy. Okay.
Yeah.
And they say how they communicate with us that they think of us, and they seem to be talking about how you've been taking better care of yourself, and they're very pleased with that. So they want you to keep that up, okay? But you know what?
Oh, okay.
They're saying they no longer have birthdays because on the other side of life, you know, your friend is living in a world where time doesn't exist, so therefore age doesn't exist. But they love you, and they like to thank you, and they got a dog with them. They would like to thank you for remembering them. Okay, God bless you, honey, and thank you for calling
us. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Journey of Light with John White, a medium here in Lilydale, New York. Call in and ask a question or share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature. We'd be more than happy to hear from you at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we have an email question that came in from Rebecca in Lakewood, New York. And she says her question is a serious one. She's not joking. It's a medical question. And she has a concern. She went to a foreign country a few years ago, and she's concerned, number one, that she might have some kind of parasite. She's hoping you could tune in. And also, she says that she's been having a bit of trouble losing weight. Do you feel that it's her diet or hormones or both?
Okay.
Rebecca from Lakewood.
Okay. Now, every time before we tune into a person like that, we always have to acknowledge that I'm not a doctor. And so I know, Rebecca, you're going to use your own intelligence. Okay? As far as you picking up something from another country, I don't really feel anything definite there. I don't feel anything strong there. I should say that, okay? Now, as far as the weight situation, remember, I'm not a doctor, but I seem to be going to visit your thyroid gland as I'm tuning into you, okay? And I'm thinking of the thyroid gland, and I'm thinking of hormones with you. Now, you know, people who believe in natural medicine would use natural hormones. But, of course, you should always go to a doctor and see about that. So, again, I seem to be tuning in the thyroid gland. It seems to be affecting the hormones. And I get a feeling of that may be one of the causes of this problem. Okay. And thank you very much for calling us. Okay, so you're listening to John White, Reverend John White. Here we are in Lilydale, New York, and the season is upon us very, very, very soon. I'm also a vice president of a spiritual science fellowship in Montreal, Canada. And in Montreal, Canada, I'll be going down there to teach courses on getting to know who your spirit guides are and also the Akashic Records. And my spiritual partner, Marilyn, is there, and what an amazing lady. And I really do appreciate them. So if you look into my website, or if you tune into Spiritual Science Fellowship, Montreal, Canada, there's some amazing teachers that will be working there. So we have a song now for you that one that is from one of our friends who have passed on. Her name is Robin.
That was Robin Dawn Bennett. The name of the song is The Journey Within. Robin Dawn Bennett, The Journey Within. And she was a beautiful soul who played music and wrote her own music here in Lilydale. And you can actually find that song on iTunes if you like it. So, John, we actually have a few questions that came in by text message. And this is coming from Nicole in New York City. So she wants to know, she wants some advice for psychic and mediumship readings. For the medium/reader, are there any techniques recommended before one gives a reading, particularly if it's an emergency reading, such as a phone call reading that's on the fly, where a meditation is not an option due to time? And her second question is, are there any suggestions for the sitter, recommendations for the sitter before the reading to help facilitate an insightful, meaningful reading for the sitter?
Okay, so let's go with the second question first. For the person who is a sitter, it's important that you come with a clear mind, because remember, the medium, the intuitive person, becomes an extension of you. And so if you become all up in the air and full of stress and all that, then the medium is going to feel that. So if you would like to have to come in a good mind state, is to try to relax and to at least come with an open mind and be sincere. So the main thing is be sincere, because if you want the spirit guides and the angels and the medium to do their work, you're the one that is responsible for also showing up in tune and being sincere. Now, as far as the first question is concerned, yes, sometimes as a working medium and intuitive, people do call all of a sudden and they want to know what's going on with their life right now. Well, it does help if the medium has somewhat of a disciplined life, so that they're somewhat in tune. And because, you know, as a medium, you are responsible for everything that you say. And so you have to watch your energy, okay? Now, I'm going to contradict myself. Sometimes you may be getting a phone call from someone who's very stressed out, and all of a sudden spirit comes and spirit helps you to get the message very clear to them, and you're very focused. And sometimes it doesn't happen, okay? So it's not black and white. All you can do as a medium is to do your best and as much as possible as a medium also is to stay in tune yourself. Mediums out there, think of yourself as a beautiful musical instrument. If within reason you keep yourself in tune, it is said that the gods and goddesses and angels and loved ones on the other side of life can come and play through you. But you're the one that is responsible as much as possible to stay in tune. And I hope that does answer the question. Okay. Now, there are some of you that are asking for healing at this time. And so if you're not in your car, if you're not driving, close your eyes for a few moments, and we're going to say a healing prayer. We ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from my body and mind and to restore me to perfect health. I ask this all in sincerity and honesty, and I will do my part. Seeing healing force to help both present and absent ones in need of help and to restore them to perfect health. I put my trust in the love and the power of God. Okay, now here at Lilydale, during the season, you can go and sit in front of a beautiful healer twice a day. And actually right now in Lilydale at this time, there is a healing service at the Healing Temple, at the Healing Temple. So we have amazing healers who come here to Lilydale, okay? And I've also had the opportunity personally to go visit a person by the name of John of God who's in Brazil, and he is also a medium, and they call themselves Spiritist. And he has what is known as a great following, and actually we do have something called the Crystal Healing Bed, John of God Healing Bed, and it's quite amazing. So you could also phone me about that at 716-952-7130. We don't practice that on the grounds, but there are people who do feel safe that in their different centers. Okay, and Joyce Nicole is actually working at this time. And okay, here we go.
Okay, next we have a caller from South Florida. This caller has several questions for you, John. Three very specific questions. Two of them have to do with a partner in spirit who has passed on. And the third one has to do with basically real estate, because after her partner passed on, she had to leave the house, and she's looking to buy a condo. And she says her last two condos that she put a bid on fell through, and she wants you to tune in and see if you can, if you see her successfully finding a new place to live, a new home, and if you see it in Hollywood or Sunrise or some other place. Lisa, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lisa. How are you tonight?
Hanging in there. Thank you for asking.
Hanging in there. Okay, honey. Okay. Okay, Jack is the name of your partner, isn't he?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Repeat that, please.
Okay. Okay.
Jack was my companion for 18 years.
Yes,
and
your companion.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, 2 months ago.
Okay. I do feel his thoughts. Okay. Now this is kind of personal. When I think of, now we all know a person in Florida whose name is Myrna, to make a long story short. Okay. And
yes.
I get a feeling that Myrna will have something to do with helping you to reconnect with another place. That's what I feel.
You are
okay.
You are correct. I'm aware of that. Yes, you are
okay.
Correct on that. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But I really, really, I'm listening. I want to talk. I want to jump in. I have to stop that.
Okay. When we're doing this, sometimes, honey, it's hard to tell time in our timeless minds, okay? So when you ask me that serious question, I know it's a very serious question for you, somehow I do get an association of Jack inspiring Myrna to help you, okay? And that's what That's what I get with that. I don't feel as though, don't worry about this. Now this has going to take a little faith, but I don't feel they're going to leave you out in the cold, so don't worry about that.
Okay, but I'm just wondering if Jack put me in the will, and I also want to know why his secretary / paralegal got the same amount of money as I did when I had an 18-year relationship with Jack.
Okay, well, I'm being told that when Jack wrote that will, okay, that he did also appreciate her. Now, listen, Jack did not expect to pass on all of a sudden the way that he did. And I do know the story, okay? So I don't want people out there to don't think I know part of the story. So he was just as surprised as anybody, okay? I get a feeling that he did intend to give you a little bit more than what he did. But it caught him by surprise. Now, obviously, it didn't mean that he didn't love you any less, because he obviously did. Okay? Okay, thank you, honey.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Lisa. You are listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, a registered medium here in Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of a spiritual or psychic nature, question about mediumship, dreams, give us a call at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we actually had a text message question come in from Brian. Brian is in Massachusetts, and he just wants to know if you could tune in and see if you can sense his spirit guides around him, and if you do, what message they may have for him.
Okay, so as I'm visiting Brian, I don't know if Brian had a grandfather or a member of his family who built houses, or I'm getting something to do with building with him, okay? And I don't know why I'm seeing cars around Brian when I tune into him also, all right? But then I'm also seeing a guide, and this guide does feel like he's quite in a martial art. And I get a feeling that Brian also has had those thoughts in his mind about doing that. So again, I do feel as though you have a guide who worked in the martial arts, did the martial arts. So we want to encourage you to do that. And of course, I do get a feeling that there must have been a member in your family who was interested or knew how to build houses or build things. So I feel as though as time goes on, what he's trying to say to us, I do believe that you'll also build your own home, and it'll be a beautiful place. Okay, so we'd like to thank you for calling us with that question. I love poetry, and you know that. So let me just say this little poem that I really love. It's by Marianne Williams. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Well, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, and you all know how to spell fear, false evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. Okay, and Joyce is on board.
Okay. We have a question that came in by text for you, John. I guess she was inspired by the last person's question. Jill in South Florida is hoping you can tune in for her and see if her spirit guides or angels are around, and if they are, if they have a special message or messages for her.
Okay. Actually, I just had an impression of you, Jill. You're on a stage, and you're inspiring other people. Okay? And I don't know, I'm kind of sensing kind of yoga around you, or something that resembles yoga around you. And they love it when you dance. When you dance, you're a free spirit. Okay? Here's a saying: dance as if no one is watching. But I do get a feeling that I want to talk about inspirational speaking with you, which also could turn into teaching with you. And I get a feeling of there's also angels around you that are very much interested in humanitarian things, leaving your imprints on the sands of time through doing humanitarian things. And I seem to be tuning into, as time goes on, that I want to talk about literacy, and I want to talk about helping young girls basically in countries that don't have the opportunity to learn and to become literate. I feel as though that will be a special project of yours in the future. And again, thank you very much for asking us those questions. Okay, so you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White in downtown Lilydale, and the season is upon us soon. I just want to mention that if you tune into LilydaleAssembly.com, LilydaleAssembly.com, you'll get the summer program. And Joyce, one of our favorite programs here and events here in Lilydale is the Children's Week. And that means we teach people, children, how to become intuitive. You know, Jesus did say, in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you have to become like a child. So the imagination of a child is absolutely amazing. And if you're developing your intuition, it's absolutely necessary, because the imagination is definitely more powerful than knowledge, Joyce.
Thank you, John. And for those of our listeners who want to know more about Children's Week or any of the other classes or activities here at Lilydale, just log on to LilydaleAssembly.com. And if you forget that website, don't worry about it. You can just Google Lilydale, and you are bound to get that information. John, we actually have a few questions that came in by text, if we have time to answer them. One comes from Jennifer in Western New York, and Jennifer says that she lost the love of her life at a young age, and she is hoping you could tune in now that she's been able to move past that a little bit. Do you see her getting married and having a family?
Okay. Let me tune into that. As I'm tuning into that, into you, you could say I'm tuning into what is known as the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are the soul agreements that you made with God before you came into the world. And I definitely get a feeling your soul now is ready to be with a partner. Okay? And I get a feeling, now this is only my interpretation, I think I just saw you in the hospital, and you are carrying a child. And so I do feel as though that's the right connection that I am getting. So again, I feel as though your soul at this time in your emotional development is ready to take on a partner. Okay, God bless you, and thank you for asking that that question. So don't forget to come to Lilydale and to be with us here at Lilydale. And and Joyce is on board.
Okay. We actually have a third question from Nicole in New York City. Nicole wants to know, are there any best practices or recommended techniques for clearing after a reading? Also, is clearing actually necessary after a reading? Many people say it is, but I don't know if it is. Is it important? I don't know.
Okay, so I can only tell you what I do. Changing your chemistry, like for instance, when you go for a walk, may sound simple, but go for a nice walk, and you make endorphins in your body, and the body's way of makes its own morphine. So you do that, and breathing exercises is another way of doing that. Some people visualize a beautiful white light around them. Now, you know, it's all individual, so different things work for different people. Now, I know you're very intuitive, I bet your own intuition has told you what works for you at this stage of your life, okay? And if you're not sure about that, well, ask your guides, ask your angels to make something accidentally happen on purpose where you get to know what works for you. And again, what works for me is I do breathing exercises, purify the emotional body, and when your emotional body is clear, then you're intuitively present, okay? And simply going for a walk to make the endorphins in your body will also change your chemistry. So it's all about alchemy. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to another edition of Journey of Light with John White, a registered medium here in Lilydale, New York. We hope you will join us next week for another edition, same time, same place, 8 to 9 p.m. Unfortunately, for those of you guys listening every week, Lilydale is going to take a break during the summer season just because I think it's so busy here and the mediums are very, very busy. But we have another few weeks left, and we look forward to hearing from you for the next 3 weeks. If you want to give us a call or an email, 818-739-8818 or jwhite@netsync.net. And you can find John online at revjohnwhite.com, or you can just Google his name, John White, in Lilydale.
Okay, so it's possible for you to be lonely, but it's impossible for you to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would literally blow your mind. God bless you, and good night.